Montiola. Looking inwards to the valley, you can see the hiking area of the Silvretta Nova, and behind it you can make out a few peaks of the Silvretta. Underneath the two white canvas cupola roofs, close to the shore of the Ill River, you will find Vorarlberg's largest recreational park, the Active Park Montafon, with an area of over 80,000 square meters. Included in this are the outdoor adventure pool, the adventure forest, and the three soccer fields. On the right of the Active Park, you can see the world-famous sports surgeon Dr. Schenk's clinic with its helicopter landing pad. The parish church in Schruns is dedicated to St. Jodoc. On your left, you can see the Hochjoch cable car railway, which will bring you up to the Kapelle first and then on up to the Senegrat. On a clear day, you can get a good view of the Worms Hut or Wormser Hütte. Schruns is the capital city of the Montafon and lies in a large valley inlet. The famous Swiss author Hare described Schruns over 100 years ago like this: "More like a coquette city than a village, the first municipality in Vorarlberg, which has become the style of summer freshness, generally the most visited tourist center in the country." In 1925 and 1926, the author and Nobel Prize recipient Ernest Hemingway spent a lot of time in Schruns. He later worked his experiences here into the short story, The Snows of Kilimanjaro. Famous politicians, personalities, and royalty visited the spa of the world-famous Dr. Albrecht in the Montafon. The former Chancellor of Germany, Helmut Kohl, was also a frequent guest in the former spa hotel. Since 2003, the tourism industries in Schruns and Chagunz have been united. Together, they have a total population of about 6,500, with just as many guest beds. Cardinal Christoph Schönborn also comes from Montiola. During the avalanche winter of 1954, the Montiola avalanche brought disaster to the population and destroyed many houses. It thundered into the city center of Schruns and took many lives. Let's go farther west in the direction of the Gauenstein Cloister. After a few meters, you will pass by a typical Montafon-style house. These houses are typically brick in the middle, with the entry being on the long side of the house instead of on the gabled side.